Hello and welcome to Sustainable Binghamton Radio. I am your host, Hadassah Head, and today we are speaking with Michael Voss.
Yes.
He is a member of the alternative media, would you say?
Probably. That's probably the best.
As well as a political blogger. We're really happy to have him on the show. Michael and I met last spring at a Binghamton Rising event that he was covering for the media. Mm-hmm. At the Binghamton Public Library. I think it was one of our big launches on that. So that's how we met, and we got in contact via the web, and now we're finally sitting down to talk a little more, because he was just the mysterious media man in the back. So
yeah, it was a good event, actually, and I enjoyed it in seeing that it was bringing together a bunch of ideas and a mm-hmm. bunch of members of the community looking to, they were looking to just do something positive. And mm-hmm. there hasn't been a lot of positive action in Binghamton, visibly mm-hmm. positive action.
Right.
And so that was one of the things that really motivated me about covering it, is making sure that people know there are things that are going on that are going to mm-hmm. be positive for the community, and there is something that can be done. So I really commended them on that part.
What types of events do you cover in general?
I have covered everything from the massacre, the shooting mm-hmm. over at the
American
Civic Center. And I've covered the 2010 midterm elections mm-hmm. for Central New York. Pretty much spoke to every candidate or...
I saw on your website, you have quite a long interviewee list.
Yeah, I covered everybody who was running. I think the only person who wouldn't speak with me was Representative Henchy. But okay. other than him, everyone in the 22nd, 24th congressional districts running for the assembly, pretty much everybody.
Wow.
So I cover that a lot. I've covered the recent
Occupy Binghamton. Yeah.
I was there on the first day. As they were getting started,
they're still pretty strong down there. I saw them last night.
Even after the rain and the cold weather,
they're still there.
I have to commend them. A lot of us thought that they wouldn't be able to make it through the rain and the cold weather, but they're very committed, and that also is very commendable that they believe strongly in what mm-hmm. they're doing to withstand bad weather
mm-hmm.
And criticism, and they want to make a point. And I think that's very important. And that's also another outreach in the community, where you have people saying, no, these are issues we need to discuss. These are things that I think need to be addressed. So I love covering those kind of events. Mm-hmm. And so I can do a range of everything from political to local and back and forth.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them see it. I can be found on my website, which is my political website, www.mvass.com.
Mm-hmm.
Or which is mvoss.com, or I can also be found under the binghamtonpoliticalexaminer.com.
Mm-hmm.
Those are the two main sources. I'm also,
and if you just search Michael Voss, everything comes up on Google.
Yeah.
Let's talk a little bit about you and how you got involved in media, and I guess even how you came to Binghamton, because you're not originally from here, are you?
No, I'm originally from New York City. Born and raised in the Bronx. Just to go over a little bit of my background, I was born, my mother would kill me for this, mm-hmm. poor. We were relatively poor. It's not a rich family at all.
Mm-hmm.
And went to high school, public high school, nothing special. Did well, went to Rutgers University for mm-hmm. college. I worked through college, worked three jobs, and went to school. Joined the Marines, and that was the foundations. Those are the foundations. My mother, single family. I had started working very young to help her with the bills for my brothers and sisters, and had a bunch of good teachers who were willing to feed my brain and just say, every time I had a question, go, okay, and here's something else for you to read. So that laid the foundation for a lot of things that came to be today,
mm-hmm.
in that, as a lot of my friends would say, I'm a font of information lots of it useful, some of it quite useless. But it's all, and that quest for knowledge has led to many of the other places I've been in my life. I've lived in Moscow. Mm-hmm. I've lived in Tbilisi. I've been in Riga. And this is all for private business. Mm-hmm. I've actually lived there. When the coup happened in Moscow, mm-hmm. I was there. I watched the tanks roll down the streets. I was threatened to go be sent to a gulag as an American spy. And I've lived in California. I've lived across the country. I've owned and created 4 businesses now.
Okay.
3 failed. I've been homeless.
That's what happens. So businesses
if
start
they fail,
and
then
start
over and don't make the same mistake again. Right. And I've been homeless twice in my life, literally living on the streets. So I have a unique perspective on a lot of things. Now, what brought me to Binghamton?
Yeah, what brought you to Binghamton? And what's kept you here? You've been here a couple years?
7 years now.
7 years, yeah.
7 years now. I originally came here for an ex-girlfriend.
Okay. For love?
Yeah. This was kind of the middle road of, it was big enough for me compared to the cities I'm used mm-hmm. to being living in. And then after that broke up, I just decided I wanted to stay here. The property values are mm-hmm. what I thought were exceptional for especially some of the homes. Like, mm-hmm. I'm a homeowner here.
Yeah.
And so I bought a home and I've made my roots here because I think this community has a lot to offer. And as a homeowner, I became more and more involved. Now, I'd already been doing as an outreach of, I'd become a stockbroker and then I worked with investor relations. As an outreach of that, I created websites. I'm all self-taught.
Okay.
I've never actually taken a class for anything with the internet that I do now.
Right.
Over several years, I became very accomplished at that, created blogs, mm-hmm. and started becoming active, which led to me getting into the internet, into creating blogs, which led to subjects that I found interesting, mm-hmm. which are politics.
Mm-hmm.
And then from that came, in being in Binghamton, well, my community.
You know, right.
I want to know what's going on. Mm-hmm. And I've been doing this so long that was just a natural outreach.
Right. How do you define sustainability, and how do you see your work relating to regional sustainability in the area?
What I would say, sustainability would be, in my view, that's a tough question because there's a lot of different ways to look at that. But I would say essentially it's where in which the community is able to thrive without destroying parts of itself.
Mm-hmm.
You're not wrecking the land to be able to provide the community with a better income mm-hmm. or guaranteed jobs. You're looking at the ability to get food and raw goods and materials at a reasonable cost and rate and consistency without having to sacrifice something else. It's being able to move the community forward without having to subjugate some aspect of the community.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I believe that's the sustainability because mm-hmm. if you're subjugating yourself, then you're going to lose something. And right. that could be something that's very vital.
Right.
And if you're able to sustain yourself, you don't have to worry about that. It's, at the very worst, a fair trade of
right.
what we're going to give to what we're going to get and how much the community is making within itself. And we've seen that work so many times throughout history. I mean, look at Harlem back in the 20s. Look at Harlem back in the 60s. I mean, I use that as a great example because in those time frames, inside New York City, Harlem has been devastated several times economically.
Mm-hmm.
It's grown back because the community has worked towards something and then they brought the community back up time and time again. So we know it can work. It's, you know, mm-hmm. in some of the largest cities and some of the worst scenarios, it's consistently happened. So definitely it's something that can happen here in Binghamton.
Mm-hmm. We just need to get up and do something, right? If everyone sits at home and just goes in their car and doesn't interact, then
that's always the hardest part is, hey, I want to actually do something today.
Right.
Get out and do something. And that's one of the things I hope to motivate people with in the blog, yes, primarily in the politics, but also in local community, mm-hmm. in the events and everything that's going on, is let's talk about this. Let's talk about this first, and then let's go do something. I want to be able to make people to be motivated to say, I want to know more. I want to do more.
Right.
Where do I go? How do I go? One of the great things, and I think this is a great example, the flood that just mm-hmm. happened. I was contacted by a couple of individuals. It's noted on the blog. I forget his name at the moment. I apologize to him. Out in Ithaca, I think it's Small Town Times, is his website. He contacted me to find out, how can I help the community? How can I get in touch with other people to help them fix their homes, to mm-hmm. help them after the flood? And that's one of the great things that I want to be able to do with the blog, and that's helping the community.
Mm-hmm.
But in having those people say, how can I help them? Do you know where? And I was able to connect them to some other organizations and
mm-hmm.
get them to help the community and make everyone else aware. Hey, there are all these, and I did have several sources listed there. Of, you can go here, ask these people, talk to these people, mm-hmm. go to this place.
So you're very highly networked. Is that partly through your interviews and
yes.
news coverage that you're meeting so many people? You're in the know of what's going on and who's...
I wouldn't say as much in the know. I am well known
okay.
to all the politicians. Every politician in Central New York, if they mm-hmm. haven't met me directly, their staff knows who I am.
Right.
They know what I write. And they're all, mm-hmm. I would say, 99% of them are very positive.
Right.
Because they want to get the information out. Mm-hmm. They want to speak. They want to talk with the residents, the voters, and they're willing to be active
mm-hmm.
if people are willing to come to them and say, here's an idea, here's what's going on. And I found them to be very receptive to this point.
And I guess we can bring out the fact that you're very openly conservative.
Oh, yeah. Unabashedly.
And, yeah, so that might surprise some listeners at this point. Who haven't heard of you? Okay.
Okay.
So they're listening to this program, and maybe they wouldn't know that. So let's. But at the same time, when you look at the list of politicians you've interviewed, they're not from one party.
No.
They're everybody.
I've covered every Republican, every Democrat, every liberal and mm-hmm. conservative organization out here. I mean, everything from the Tea Party to Occupy Binghamton. And I cover them fairly.
Yeah.
You know, I think the quest is ask them a question and let them answer it.
Right.
And my thoughts about it may be separate.
Mm-hmm.
I have commentary as well as actual reporting. But when I report someone, I give them the fairest answer. It's,
mm-hmm.
here's the question. You give me the answer.
All right. So I want to go back to a question that I had after reading your coverage of the Binghamton Rising event
mm-hmm.
last spring, which was that you mentioned that you felt that there wasn't significant or even maybe any real conservative representation at the Binghamton Rising event.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll be honest, I don't have so many conservative connections in the community. And I believe that there are people out there doing work for the community, and
mm-hmm.
I wanna know about it, and I wanna know who to contact, who to outreach to.
Well, there's a lot of people, and then again, there's not. For the most part, most of the conservatives in the area don't really highlight themselves as much as they probably should and could. But there are organizations. There's the Tea Party, and when I say the Tea Party, I know a lot of people go, "Oh my God, those people!" Really, they're your neighbors. They're like anyone else, just like any other group. And we're talking about, there's the Southern Tier Tea Party, there is the Americans for the Restoring the Constitution, there's the Norwich Tea Party. Those are just three that are coming off the top of my head. There's about four or five organizations in the Southern Tier alone. These are hardworking neighbors who are trying to build up their communities. They have their houses here just like I do, just like
mm-hmm.
you do. They live here, they work here, they're raising their families here. And including them, I mean, you're talking about including...
And they're active. They're already active.
They're already active.
They're not the people sitting on...
They're already willing to come out and say...
They're not the people sitting watching TV in the evening every night and, you know, it's hard to reach.
Exactly. So and they're willing to come out and say, okay, let's talk. Let's speak about how we're going to improve. Yeah, they're talking about the nation, but they're also interested in the community.
Okay.
They want to know, how can I improve everything where I live? How do I get the local government? And by that, then... Also the local community. How do I improve it? How do I get it better? There's a source of people. There's hundreds of people in each of these organizations. You're talking about hundreds of people who are ready and active and are doing things. And they go out to the festivals and the fairs. I mean, that's one large group right there. Going beyond that, how many people have spoken to the RNC? There is the Broome County Republicans. The committee, and I've met Mr. Dave Hamlin, who was the chairman. I believe he got elected into the position, so he's officially the chairman now. He's active, and he wants to be involved in the community, and he's come out to several events I know of, and I don't see people reaching out to him and the various organizations like the Young Republicans that exist at Binghamton University. They are involved in the community as well. And some of the other more conservative and even Republican groups that are out there, we're all living here together.
Right.
We all have houses. And if we can make any one community stronger, you know what? That works. Speaking about the Binghamton Rising, you know, we want to get that North Store, the North Side
grocery store.
Yeah. We want to get that built.
Right.
I don't care if it takes a Republican, a conservative, a liberal, or a Democrat to go out there and get a store, a grocery store in that area.
Right.
It doesn't matter because the point is we want the grocery store and we can get it.
Mm-hmm.
We can get it. And I think if you can have a voice of not just some of those who've already come out on the liberal side the liberal side that I saw at Binghamton Rising, but I think if we can add in some of the other voices, then it's undeniable by any politician, by any organization, even the businesses. It's undeniable when you have a support that's across the board. They can't say, well, maybe that could hurt me in the votes, or maybe part of the community isn't going to spend the money. Yeah, they all are. This is the kind of message we need to get out there. That's the thing we need to move forward on, and I think it can be done. I think it can be done easily.
So I got to show a little bit of my naivety here. So how does... I grew up from a liberal family.
So did I. Everyone else in my family is a Democrat.
Here's my opportunity to ask some questions. How does the views... I know you're very involved with the Tea Party, and you've spoken in front of them several times. The videos are available online. How do the government hands-off kind of ideas fit with using government in a local sense to do local action? Is the outcry against the federal government only? Or I don't understand how it all fits. So
okay.
I'm going to ask.
No problem. And first, I want to address something. I'll speak to any group. I'll speak to a local. If Occupy Binghamton wants me to speak, I'll speak. If the DNC wants me to speak, I'll speak. It's not that I'm just speaking towards the Tea Party. They've asked. I've said sure.
Okay.
I believe there are things, and the things I speak about aren't just for them. If people look and listen to what I've said, it's for the community. This is about everyone and the positives of everyone. And I think there's a lot of positives in that group, as well as all the groups out there.
From an ideological perspective, how does government fit in with community development from a...
I think the best way to work is to limit the government involvement in that. The community does the best. They make the best decisions. Recently, Safe Streets Binghamton, community organization, got together and they went to Edwards Street, the intersection, and they painted a mural on there. Now, Edwards Street is known as one of the worst high crime zones mm-hmm. of Binghamton. Their goal in painting this mural on the street was to provide an image, a thought of pride in the mm-hmm. area. It was a visual representation that for the youth of the area, drugs and crime are not the only answer. Mm-hmm. In fact, that's not the answer at all. There are other things you can do, and to try and unify the community. Now, as I mentioned on the blog, there were problems with that mm-hmm. in the realization mm-hmm. of that mural, and they got it down. It's had some problems, but the thing to focus on is it was a great idea. It was mm-hmm. it brought the community out and mm-hmm. had everyone speaking with each other. It had involvement. It wasn't run by City of Binghamton. Mm-hmm. It wasn't run by the federal government. They got the grant. They went out and they did it. Mm-hmm. They had hundreds of people that they were speaking to that said this was a good starting point, something to get everyone's attention. And they did. Even almost they were expecting to have, I think it's Through the Wormhole mm-hmm. with Morgan Freeman, that television show. They were supposed to come down and tape this. That's getting attention. Right. That's bringing a focus. Now, how do you follow that up? Right. What's maybe something, the next step that they could do, something mm-hmm. that's a little more lasting? Why not get a grant and pay Morgan Freeman to come mm-hmm. down to the community and speak to the kids and right. say, drugs aren't the answer, and crime is not the answer, mm-hmm. or Jay-Z, or any, I don't care right. who it is, whether it's a sports star or a celebrity, entertainer, or it doesn't matter who it is, a businessman, get them to come down to community mm-hmm. and say, there are alternatives. And if the person's minority, great, because that is a higher minority area. Mm. Well, that's great too. But have these people who've done it, who've come from the same kind of backgrounds that I grew up with, that Morgan Freeman, that others have grown up with, and say, okay, we were here. We mm-hmm. I know exactly what it is to live on the streets. Yes. And guess what? You don't have to stay there. And no, you don't have to become a criminal to do it. You can do a lot of other things. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's an important image, and that's a lasting image, and we can do this in organizations like the Tea Party, to get back to that. Mm-hmm. Are some of the people who are saying these things already, I don't need the government to come down and say, you should do this. Because most of us, let's be honest, we don't pay attention to the government. We don't care.
Unless our interests are being impacted.
Unless they're doing something directly to me, like raising my taxes again. Unless they're doing something like that, I don't really care what they have in their mind until mm-hmm. it hurts me. Well, I do care whether my neighbor's building is abandoned or not.
Right.
I do care if the roads are unsafe. I do care if, you know, there's an abandoned house that all the kids are going and breaking into on a regular basis. These are community things. This mm-hmm. is a voice. Now, there's a couple of ways to deal with that. You can locally mm-hmm. go in and say, okay, let's speak about this. What's the best plan? Safe Streets Binghamton has said that. So it's a Tea Party. Let's go into our community. Let's improve this. You can also, as both groups have done, go to the government and say, okay, here are the things you can do that we know already need to be done. Mm-hmm. Don't need to research this. Don't need to do a study on this. Mm-hmm. Give us a small grant. We know things we can do. We know what the community needs because we are the community. Mm-hmm. That's where we need the government help.
Did you follow any of the neighborhood assemblies in, like, back when they were originally started? Because I know, like, some of the neighborhood assemblies stuck, but it seems like others of them didn't. I think it was a project of Matt Ryan early on that he had groups try and organize neighborhoods to say, this is what we want to do. And to some degree, some of them seem to have stuck and others not at all.
Yeah, and...
And I didn't follow it well enough, so I was just curious.
Because
this seems like, it seemed like to me when I've been hearing all of these efforts and movements now that, well, a couple of years ago, didn't they try and, you know, have neighborhood assemblies to ask directly mm-hmm. the city of Binghamton for for money. Like, wasn't this tried? Maybe it wasn't the right time. Maybe people just, maybe, you know, there needs to be the right time for something everything like that
clicks.
To happen.
Everything clicks. I mean, everyone's complaining about taxes for forever. Mm-hmm. I'm 43. I can go back to before Jimmy Carter that I remember actively and well. People have been arguing about and complaining about taxes going up. And suddenly, in my lifetime, it took all the way up until 2.5 years ago before there was a Tea Party. And people actively saying, no, do something about the taxes. The deficit in my lifetime has grown exponentially. And it took up until 2.5 years ago for right. people to actively say, no, be accountable for the debt.
So you think now is maybe the time
yeah.
that neighborhoods will start being involved.
Now is a great time. We have the Tea Party. We have Occupy Binghamton and Occupy Wall Street. We have people standing up and saying on both sides, not just one side, both sides are standing up and saying, we need to get things done. This is the time. We've let this sit for too long. Let's be active. This is a great time to come out with ideas, to revisit. And I would speak, I do speak to Mayor Ryan from time to time, and I know this is something that he's very concerned about, from my opinion of him. I don't want to speak for him.
Right.
But I do know he's very involved with the community, and he does believe in trying to promote these types of organizations. So this is a great time to come out with those ideas and say, let's revisit this.
Right.
Yeah, it didn't work then, but this is a very different environment. This is... I think this is a great time to be involved because no matter which way you go with it, now we're seeing more people involved and actively participating in every aspect, whether it's fixing the community to getting out a vote, whatever way you want to look at this, people are getting up and doing stuff.
Mm-hmm.
This is the time.
Mm-hmm.
And put your voice out there and say something, do something. You know, it could be as simple as putting up a poster and saying, I support this, or I think this is a great idea, to going out with everyone and say, okay, there's this abandoned building. Let's clean it up. Let's board it up.
Yeah.
Asking for a grant, starting a community group, whatever it is. This is a great time for it. And I think there are great ideas out there that we haven't heard from yet. People are just sitting there going, I don't know, I must be the only one who thinks this. No, you aren't.
Yeah.
You aren't the only one who thinks that. I don't care what your background is. You're not the only one. And as soon as you tell it to someone else and you come out, you'll be amazed at how well you're going to be received. I think that's the thing that stops everyone.
Hmm.
Is everyone, what are they going to think?
Right.
Don't worry about what they're going to think. There's people who agree with you, no matter what side of the thing you're going to look at. There are people out there who agree with you, and they want to help you.
Right. So to conclude, how can people contact you, you know, learn more about your initiatives and your blog one more time with your website and your contact?
Well, people can go. There's a couple ways they can get in touch with me. There's obviously my website, the political commentary website, which is mvass.com, www.mvass.com. They can also look up on Google or any search engine either my name, Michael Vass, V-A-S-S, or my corporation, which is MV Consulting Incorporated. And any one of those ways will be able to find me.
Great. So thank you so much for coming on the show.
Thank you for inviting me.
Yeah. Love to see you in the future.
Definitely.
Bye.